Friday, the 1st of October, was the International Day of Older Persons. Established by the UN in 1990, International Day of Older Persons raises awareness about issues affecting our elderly, our older community. It is also a day to appreciate the contributions that elders make to society. Director of the Office for Seniors, Diane Turner, joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Since starting in the role in 2016, Diane has led the Office for Seniors in a range of projects, including the development and launch of the Better Later Life He Oranga Kaumātua strategy. Previously, Diane worked for 3 years at Te Runanga o Ngāi Tahu, and while there, she was responsible for leading the contribution of Ngāi Tahu to the earthquake recovery and development of the Shared Equity Home Ownership Scheme for whānau. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Diane. Really appreciate it.
Kia ora, welcome. Very, very pleased to be with you.
Well, firstly, Diane, can you give us an overview of your role and the work that the Office for Seniors does in helping our elders, our kaumātua?
Okay. So we support the Minister for Seniors, the Honourable Dr. Aisha Verrill, advocate for the interests and issues across government, across local government and our community. So that's our primary role. The way that we do that is through the development and implementation of the strategy that you've just talked about. We also run a couple of programs. So we've got a digital literacy program, and we also lead work on age-friendly communities program across Aotearoa New Zealand. So those are some of the things that we do.
When we look at mātua, or elders in the New Zealand population currently, what sort of percentage are we looking at, Diane?
So I think we're currently sitting at around about 16%, but that's rising very rapidly, and by the early 2030s we'll make up over 20% of the population. There are already more people aged over 65 than there are under 4, and later on in this decade, there'll be more people over 65 than under 14. So it's a growing population demographic.
So when we look at the term elders, kaumātua, mātua, defined as 65 and over?
Yes. So, and unfortunately, in the past, we've kind of looked at them all in one bucket, but actually people over 65, you know, they can be from 65 to well over 100. And as you can appreciate, people's capabilities and capacity to contribute will change over time. And some of us have very good and robust health. Others have, are less well as you know, particularly as we age. So we need, it's a very diverse community, and also we're increasingly diverse ethnically. So the the Pacifica older people are increasing, as are Māori, as are Asians. So we're a very diverse group of people.
What are some of the main issues or challenges facing our elder community currently in New Zealand, Diane?
Okay, so, the desire to earn money and be able to save for later life when we're not working. So a lot of older people, and I talk about people who are 50 plus, if they lose their jobs, find it very difficult to find another job. And at skills, and older Pacific women are particularly challenged in this regard. Secure, warm, dry, affordable housing. So traditionally, New Zealand Super has been based on the fact that most people will own their own homes. This is changing, and people are reaching retirement age, not only having to pay rent, but also others are paying mortgages. So then life on New Zealand Super is quite different. Actually, being able to participate and enjoy life. So the social connection and social interaction is also really important. I've mentioned digital inclusion. So a lot of older people have not had the benefit of digital literacy skills. So, you know, increasingly in a world where, we need digital skills, older people don't have them. So those are, and also accessing health and social services that meet the needs of older people that are appropriate to their backgrounds, their ethnicities, their language. You know, there's often a dearth available. So those are kind of some of the issues that older people face.
With that, what are services that are currently, you know, available to help our older people and also their carers?
Yeah, so no, that's a very good point. So the office itself doesn't deliver much in the way of services. Well, in fact, the only things we run are a couple of grant rounds. So we're reliant on agencies such as the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Social Development, and others to deliver services to older people. And part of our role is to help inform those agencies about the services they're delivering and the appropriateness of them for older people.
Talk to me about the contribution, especially with the growing population over coming years of our older people in New Zealand society, Diane.
Okay, so older people make a huge contribution to New Zealand society, and we often forget about this. So for a start, a lot of people over 65 continue to work. Some people have to continue to work, but others work because they want to. So, you know, they're contributing directly to the economy. They're contributing directly to the economy through caring for older people. You know, so, our life expectancy is increasing. So many older people are looking after parents, children and grandchildren. So, you know, such is the stretch of generations. So without that caring, you know, the society, wheels of society would not tick over. Older people also are the ones that are often running many of the community organisations that we rely on, to provide support to people to be able to live their lives well. Or those, the volunteering, and all those things that we do to have and retain social connection. So, you know, older people are often invisible, but, you know, they do make a huge contribution to our society. And, it's an International Day for Older Persons is a way of actually remembering and celebrating the contribution that older people do make to our society.
I want to touch on that. Invisible, why do you think that by and large our older people in society, and not necessarily just New Zealand, but, you know, go unnoticed or unseen?
Well, I think a lot of it's, it's perhaps not so much in the Pacific cultures where older people, you know, have an important place, but in a lot of Western cultures, older people are seen as not contributing and not valuing. And, you know, that's a really sad thing because actually, our society is all the richer for the generations. And, you know, we need to value a person at whatever age they are because they will be making a different type of contribution. And I think, you know, sometimes we've lost sight of that, and, you know, it greatly saddens me.
Final words, Diane, and where people can find out more information on the work that Office for Seniors does?
Okay, so we've just actually, to celebrate International Day of Older Persons, we launched, we've done a big revamp of our website and relaunched it. So it's www.officeforseniors.govt.nz. You can sign up for our bi-monthly newsletter, which is really, it's designed to inform older people about issues of interest and where they can get more information. So that would be a great starting place.
Diane Turner, Director for the Office for Seniors, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you for the opportunity.